Hi. This week the question is, what was written above the cross of Jesus? This may sound sort of strange, but the Muslim community uses this question in an effort to discredit the Bible. Muslims believe that the Bible has been corrupted through the centuries and it's no longer reliable. And in an effort to show the Bible is unreliable, they refer people to the sign that was hung on the cross of Jesus. Notice carefully the following four passages of Scripture. In Matthew 27, verse 37, the Bible says they put over his head the accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Mark 15, verse 26 says, "And the inscription of his accusation was written above, 'The King of the Jews.'" Luke 23, verse 38, "And the inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, 'This is the King of the Jews.'" And finally, John 19, verse 19, "Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, 'Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.'" Right, now you'll notice that the wording in each passage is slightly different than the other passages. If the Bible is reliable and inerrant, how can these reports of the inscription above the head of Jesus all be accurate? Well, first notice that they all have one thing in common. They all have the words, "King of the Jews." Next, notice an important clue is given in the Gospel of John. In John chapter 19, verse 20, the Bible says, "Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin." Pilate, the Roman governor, probably wrote the first line in Latin, his native language. Underneath the Latin, he may have then written in Greek and added the name of Jesus and the city that he belonged to, since the Greek inscription would have been more widely read by bystanders of various races, Greek being the most widely spoken language of that day. And finally, underneath the Greek would have come the Hebrew or the Aramaic. Now, since Matthew was writing for the Jewish people, he probably quoted what the sign said in its Hebrew or Aramaic form. Mark wrote his gospel for the Romans and would therefore have quoted the Latin rendering. And John worked more with Greek-speaking people and would probably have quoted the line that was written in Greek. Luke, because he wrote for Gentiles and would probably have been inclined to quote the Latin as Mark did, that's what he probably quoted. The only difference between Mark and Luke is that Luke added the words, "This is," before the words, "King of the Jews." Mark simply left off the demonstrative pronoun in his description. And therefore, the three different languages used in writing the sign account for the different wordings that are found in the gospel accounts. There is no contradiction among the inspired writers, and this example that's used by Muslims is an embarrassment to their cause. The Bible, once again, proves itself to be reliable and trustworthy when properly understood. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.